Brad Paisley picking his guitar on this station, you know that it's time for ADX Digital. I've got Lexi Mendoza in the studio live this week. You've been out doing some reconnaissance work the past couple weeks.
Glad
to have you back in the building. ADXDigitalMarketing.com. Send them an email, connect@ADXDigitalMarketing.com, or call them here at the office, 262-6000. Your comprehensive digital marketing partner. And Lexi, thank you for being here. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. The weather is a little cloudy today, but I don't think we're supposed to get any rain.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Yeah, hopefully not. We've had enough here in the past few days.
Yeah, a lot.
But you know, I talk about ADX a lot on this show, and I try to explain, you know, what exactly it is that you guys do and your specialty and how you can help businesses here in this area with their marketing and advertising needs. But you came in this morning. You kind of want to get back to basics a little bit, kind of start where we began and get everybody caught up, right?
Yeah, exactly. So today I want to take it back to the basics, and I kind of want to start doing this on a monthly basis just for those who don't tune in weekly or maybe our new listeners, just to be able for them to be able to catch up and kind of know what we're talking about. I'm going to start that today. We're going to go back to the basics, kind of talk through what our product offerings are, the different targeting strategies that we can offer for our digital campaigns, and why, you know, you should partner with us in the first place.
Don't go it alone on your own.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, so for here, just to start, you know, at ADX Digital here, we do have a full digital service platform where we can run a variety of audio, display, and video ads across various websites and apps. And on top of that, all of this is targeted. So we can target specific types of people across these websites and apps to make the campaign really effective and really reach whoever the advertiser is looking to reach. So today I'm going to start by going through some of the product offerings that we have. I'm going to really touch on the ones that we sell most frequently. So we'll start with Social Mirror. So Social Mirror is one of our advertising products that we offer here. And it is essentially taking a social media post. It could be from Facebook. It could be from Instagram, even from TikTok. There's actually a total of 8 platforms we can mirror from. And we take a post from one of those 8 platforms and we serve it across websites and apps. So we're expanding that scale outside of just the social media platform, and we're reaching people on websites and apps as they're browsing. But the cool thing about it is it looks like the social media post. I mean, everybody these days is so used to seeing and being on social media that it's second nature. So when somebody sees a social media post, you know, they want to look at it, they want to comment on it, like it, engage with it. So the purpose of this ad is to really drive that engagement, and it does a really, really good job of driving high engagement because it clicks out not only to the website like a standard display or video ad, but it also clicks to the social media page too. So it drives people to your social media pages, and you can get more followers that way as well. So our social media or social mirror product is definitely our highest sold right now, because it does have a lot of engagement opportunities and social media is just so big right now. So that's a big one. Our second product I'm going to go through that we do sell a lot as well is mobile conquesting. And with mobile conquesting, that's just a product where it's going to be a standard display ad, but you do get multiple sizes. So you can run up to 4 different sizes of a display ad. And then you can also run a video for mobile conquesting at no additional charge. So mobile conquesting is going to be serving ads to somebody's mobile device on websites and apps as they're browsing. And again, we'll layer on those targeting parameters so that we're serving the ads to people as they're browsing, you know, on websites or apps that are relevant to whatever the business is. So mobile conquesting is another product that we run a lot here, and something really special and unique for mobile conquesting that works really well with that product specifically is geofencing. Which is one of our targeting strategies, and we'll go into it a little bit more depth here in a little bit. But just to give kind of a brief overview, geofencing is being able to target a radius around a specific location, whether it's a business, as small as a 0.1 radius around a specific business. So this is a great way. And with mobile conquesting, you can do this with like events and things like that. So if there's a big event or a big concert that's happening and you want to reach people at that event, you're able to do event geofencing with mobile conquesting. So that's a unique part of that product. And then we'll jump into some video products. So we do offer OTT, which stands for over the top, and this is going to be your streaming video content. So, you know, there's so many people now that have, and parentheses, cut the cord.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Or air quotes.
Yep. I'm one of them.
Yeah. So everyone is streaming these days, and mm-hmm. our OTT product allows for our video ads to serve across 100% connected TVs or connected devices. So that's, you know, if you have a Roku stick, if you have an Apple TV or an Amazon Fire stick, anything where you're streaming content on your television, that is where our OTT inventory would serve. So lots of options there with OTT. You know, there's a ton of advertisers that are on OTT now. But I will say with OTT, it's definitely going to be more of a brand awareness type of KPI,
right.
or if that's your goal, which it's great. And it definitely, you know, it helps to raise that brand awareness, but it's not going to be a very clickable product like you would see on just like a standard mobile conquesting display ad that clicks to your website or something like that. Because when you're on OTT, not a lot of people are really clicking through or browsing a website, things like that. But
they're
again,
they're in chill mode, but
they're watching it. You know, it shows up on the TV and they'll see it. And, you know, awareness is a big part of digital campaigns. So OTT product or our OTT product is, you know, a really great product offering as well.
And what do you say always? It takes at least three times for somebody seeing something for it to really sink in.
Yeah.
So
the frequency, an average campaign frequency would be, you know, ideally a three. We want to serve the ad to one person at least three times, because that's what it takes for them to actually take an action, go to the store, go to the restaurant, whatever that action may be.
Right.
All right. And then we've got some standard video ads that will serve across your desktop, your tablet, your mobile device, on various websites and apps as you're browsing. These video ads will serve either before the actual video content that you've chosen to watch or during. So we've got, you know, pre-roll or mid-roll are the terms for it. And we also have an offering too where we can actually do YouTube video. If the advertiser has a YouTube profile, that's also an option. And all these standard videos will click back to the client's website. So they are, you know, driving to the website as well.
If you have questions this morning, let us know. 850-437-1620. I've got Lexi Mendoza from ADX Digital in the studio, ready to take your questions and calls. It's News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. You mentioned the pre-roll, mid-roll?
Yes.
That's new, right? The mid-roll videos? I didn't used to see those a lot, and now I see them, especially in your longer videos.
Yeah. I don't know how new it is. I think it's been around for a good amount of time. It just depends on the length of the video you're watching.
Right.
You know, if you've gone to select like a minute long video, a lot of times it's just going to show you a pre-roll ad. But if you're watching a longer content or a long form content video, it will run in the mid-roll position.
Right.
So it's been around for a bit. It just kind of depends on the length of the content that you're watching, what sort of ad you're going to get there.
Cool.
All right. And then we've got Amazon. So Amazon is one of our products that is pretty unique too, because there's for a couple different reasons. So some of the actual offerings with Amazon, we can product target. So we can actually target people who have searched for specific items on Amazon in the past 30 days. So that's a really cool capability. Amazon's also really great for the auto vertical because of the Amazon garage data that Amazon collects. So a lot of times people will, you know, sign up with this Amazon garage and they'll have to put in their car make, their car model, the year of their car, that sort of thing. And so there's a lot of data that's collected on Amazon Garage. And so if an auto dealer is trying to reach people that maybe have a car that's 10 plus years old, that's a great, you know, source of data to be able to pull from. And with Amazon, we're also serving ads across all of the Amazon-owned publishers. So this could include Food Network. This could include Twitch or IMDb. Amazon owns a lot of different publishers and different websites. And so we're able to serve ads across all of those with the Amazon product. And they can be display, video, or OTT ads even. So the Amazon product is really cool. That's a great one. We've run, you know, in multiple campaigns as well. And then another product is our native ads. So native ads. has been around for a good amount of time. Native is essentially serving, it can be either display or video. You have an option of choosing display or choosing native video. But with this one, it's actually an ad that's created in real time. So it will serve on a website and it will match kind of the context of where it serves. So the copy can, or the font could change, the coloring of the ads can change. It's really meant to kind of match the website where it serves, for the purpose of users not really recognizing right away that it's an ad and kind of reading through the website and then realizing, oh, I'm reading an ad. And it just makes them, it's kind of like subliminal marketing. It makes them pay more attention to the ad right off the bat. So native does have, you know, high click-through rates and high engagement as well.
We have a question from a listener. 437-1620. Let us know if you have any thoughts, opinions, questions for Lexi Mendoza. This listener is wanting to know, does ADX Digital produce the content for the advertising, or is the business owner responsible for providing that?
Yeah, it's a great question. So right now we can help with display ads. So if you don't have any sort of display ads, and again, there's plenty of products you can run with just display ads, we can help produce those. Video, we don't have a way of producing those right now, so video would need to be provided by the advertiser.
What about editing? What if somebody just has like some really good video footage, but that's all they have? They don't have it in segments or edited down. Do they need to do that as well?
We don't really have anyone right now who could make those edits. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always something we can explore and try and, you know, on a one-to-one basis and see if we can make something work. But, we don't really have anyone in-house now for video production or anything.
I could do it. Hire me. I want to work for ADX. ADXDigitalMarketing.com. Go online, check them out. Thank you for your question. They'll help you produce the content. But video right now, that could be an expansion I could talk to the higher-ups about.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Awesome.
I love doing that stuff.
All right. That'd be great.
437-1620. Let us know if you have any other questions. So all these products are available to everybody, right? Anybody, mm-hmm. no matter what the size of business, they can come in and take advantage of these native advertisements and this OTT advertising.
Yeah, exactly. And typically how it works is when we initially meet with the client for the first time, we will go through kind of the wheel of the products at first and then dive into two or three that might be good for that particular client and then kind of choose from there what that client will want to see on an actual proposal, what sort of products and stuff like that.
So one size doesn't fit all. You guys do a customized plan.
Yes, exactly.
Nice.
And then just a couple more products here that I want to go through. So we do have social products, Facebook, Instagram. We even have LinkedIn. Ads will serve, you know, across the Facebook audience network, the news feed, marketplace, a lot of different places that ads can serve for social media, and a lot of different types of ads that we can serve across Facebook. We can do a standard ad, we can do display, we could do a carousel ad, an event response ad. So there's a lot of different types of ads that can run for the social media stuff. And then we've got display. So display is just going to be your standard display ads, but it serves cross-device, unlike the mobile conquesting product that we talked about a little bit ago. So with display, you can serve ads across the desktop, mobile, and tablet. So the advantage there is a lot of people are going to be researching. When they're doing like heavy research, it's going to be on a tablet or a desktop versus just their mobile device. So you will typically get to see some action or some conversions on your website with the display stuff because it is running cross-device. And then lastly, we do offer online audio as well. So we can run an audio spot, and the audio stuff can run across news content, podcast content, music content. And usually with the audio, you do get a banner that serves with it as well. At no additional cost. It's like an added value banner, just in case somebody who is listening will look down at their phone. There'll be, you know, a brand banner as well for them to see on their phone.
That's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah. So those are all the products that we have to offer. And, you know, when it comes to building out the campaign, the first thing is going to be to choose the products. And then the next thing is going to be to choose the actual strategies and who we're targeting and, you know, we tailor all of those campaign strategies to the advertiser. So we always start our campaigns with geography. So we start by choosing a specific geographic area, and we can target anywhere in the United States. So if the advertiser has companies outside of just Pensacola, we can absolutely include those in a digital campaign. And we usually like to do zip code targeting. So that's kind of how we'll start all the campaigns, is we'll choose either a city, or we can choose specific zip codes, or even if we want to start with, you know, a business and draw a radius around the business to target people within a 10-mile radius of the business. That's another way that we can layer on that geography. But we'll start with geography and have a specific geographic area that we're going to serve ads to. And then we're going to layer on some targeting strategies. So one of the strategies that we typically layer on is going to be behavioral, and that is targeting people online and or based on their online and offline behaviors. So what websites they're going to, what sort of stuff they're researching, where they've been or gone to, and different forms that they've filled out. So if you think, for example, like say I'm looking to buy a car and I'm going online and I fill out a quote for an insurance, or I fill out an insurance quote form online. So, and then let's say I've also, you know, gone to a bunch of different dealerships' websites and even maybe in person. All of these different actions are going to put me into a category where I'm in market for a car. So then somebody who was an auto dealer looking to reach people who may be looking to buy a car, they're going to target me just because of those online and offline behaviors. So there's thousands of different websites or segments that we can choose from when it comes to this behavioral targeting. And basically all of our campaigns up to this point have run behavioral for at least one of the strategies. And typically you get anywhere from 2 to 3 different strategies for each product. Another strategy we have is artificial intelligence. So that is being able to target people based on machine learning. So again, this starts with the geographic area, and then we'll be able to target people similar to those who have already engaged with the ad. So this is a great way to reach people who are highly likely to be prospects of your product or service, but they haven't actually taken any sort of action to fall into one of those behavioral categories that we just spoke about. So it's going to really expand your scale, and AI will continue to get stronger and get a larger pool of targets as the campaign remains to be live for longer, because the longer it's live, the more people are going to engage with the ad, and then the larger pool we can build with the AI. So we've actually been running AI a lot with a lot of our campaigns, and it does perform well. It drives a lot of clicks. It drives a lot of conversions on the website. So AI is a great strategy we like to layer on as well.
Cutting edge at ADX Digital Marketing. Yeah, go to ADXDigitalMarketing.com for more information. 437-1620. If you have any questions, we've got about 5 minutes left with Lexi Mendoza on the show today, News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. So geography, then you go behavioral, and then you start getting the big guns. Go with the AI guys, huh?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. And so over time, though, I mean, you say during the campaign, the AI machine learning improves and gets bigger. But I think over time, AI itself is just going to get better and more improved at targeting.
Yeah, yeah, more like refined.
And the AI is based on people that already engage with the ad, but then the AI is going one step further and saying, well, if they engaged with it, these people would probably, even though they haven't, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Mm. So it's saying, okay, this person clicked the ad and then browsed on all of these websites. Let's target somebody who is browsing on all of those websites.
Right.
It's likely similar to that person.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. So we've got about 5 minutes left. So I'm going to go through a couple more strategies here. One is keyword targeting. So keyword is another one that we use pretty frequently. And that is actually showing ads on web pages and apps that contain specific keywords that are related to your business. So if you're a jewelry advertiser, you would want the keywords likely to be something like maybe engagement or ring or engagement ring or diamonds. You know, there's a lot of keywords that are relevant to that type of business that you're going to want to select. And you can have a list of up to 500 keywords that we can definitely help build. And then what will happen is as somebody is on, let's say, brides.com and they're reading an article where it talks about engagement rings, then your ad would serve on that page because the relevant keywords exist on that page. So keyword is great because somebody's already doing research for the product or service and it's already very relevant in the consumer's mind. They're just looking for a place to buy it. So when your ad pops up next to those keywords, it's great. It gives that person like right away, like, oh, I can go to this business to get what I'm looking for.
And they might have that brand awareness from the OTT advertising. They're like, oh, I remember seeing these guys. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It puts it all together for them.
And then geofencing and geo-retargeting we did talk about a little bit too. So that's being able to draw a specific fence around a specific building, or some ways, you know, you can target specific stores, you can do specific buildings, even neighborhoods, or something that I've done recently too is even like the beach. Like if you're a restaurant and you want to maybe target people coming to stay on the beach, we can actually geofence the beach so that anyone who's staying in the hotels down there or visiting for the summer and is looking for restaurants to go to will get served an ad and be like, hey, let's try out this restaurant, you know? So there's a lot of different ways to use geofencing as well, but that's a very, very popular strategy that we've been using a lot with a lot of our different campaigns. And then lastly is retargeting. So retargeting is being able to serve people ads after they've actually visited your website. And we do all of this through a tag. So once someone visits the advertiser's website, we're able to follow them onto the other websites and apps that they are visiting and serve them an ad to get that consumer back to your website so that they'll then take an action on your website or maybe go to the store. Like we were talking about earlier, we need that frequency in a campaign. We want it, you know, each person to be served the ad at least 3 times because that's typically where you need to be in order for somebody to take an action. 98% of people are not going to convert the first time that they see the ad or visit a website. So that's why we need to get that frequency up with our campaigns.
Thank you. Sorry, I was clearing my throat. Yeah. 437-1620. Let us know if you have any last minute questions. The question earlier was a really good one about producing the content, because I think that's a big barrier with a lot of business owners. You know, and if you're a business owner out there and you're just not getting the traffic that you know you deserve, you know, you've done all this work, you've started this business, you may have employees, mm-hmm. you're putting your life and your blood, sweat, and tears into this business. If you're not getting that traffic that you know that you need and that you deserve, contact ADX Digital today. Go to ADXDigitalMarketing.com, send them an email, connect@ADXDigitalMarketing.com, or call Lexi here at the office, 262-6000, and they will get you hooked up with a comprehensive strategy. They've got all these tools and tips and tricks. They've even got AI working for them. So, Lexi, thank you so much for what you do. Yeah. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.